It was more of an audio, what is she call it? A log? A log? Audio vlog. I don't know. It's weird to call it any other thing. But yeah, this morning I already went out. I went to the office. I forgot my power bank yesterday. And funny enough, when I was about to leave, he has brought lights because we didn't have light throughout the night. But it is not a new thing in Nigeria. It's probably because we're tied up. We're tied up. So, anyways, a lot of things has happened since the last podcast. On the day I sent the last, on the day I posted that 10 things I've learned in my 20s, that was inauguration day. So we have a new president in Nigeria and things are already changing. Subsidy has been lifted, fuel subsidy, and it really been a mess because now transportation is quite expensive as well. Somewhere that I would normally, yesterday I came out of my house, went to the junction, bus stop, whatever you want to call it. I normally take my fare to the office is usually about 150 to the front of my office from where I live. Yesterday people were telling me some 400. Like, first of all, I wasn't, there's no way I'm paying that. But the fact is just so audacious. 400, are you kidding me? But I totally get the audacity because I mean, fare has increased. But I ended up finding people that fear God that just charged me like 200, which is completely fair, as opposed to. Well, I think I found someone to that actually charged me the same 150, and then when I was coming back 200, which is completely fair, as opposed to 400. But one thing I want people to understand is yes, the scarcity, no, sorry, subsidy has been lifted, but our salaries have not been increased. What I'm saying is, we all have to manage, and we all have to help each other. Help me help you, please. Because honestly, at this juncture, I'm about to go and buy a bicycle. Yeah, I'm about to buy me a bicycle, buy me a helmet, put my laptop and my handbag in front of my basket, and paddle my way to the office. Because I can't be doing this life. What is this? And I can't even say, let me vex and go and buy a car. It's the fuel that we're angry about. But let's see. Me and my view is that we should just wait and see what happens. It's still early. Still early, honestly, and honestly, we need all the help we can get. So let's see what this president has in store for us. Let's see what his plan is. Let's watch it unravel a bit before we pass judgment here. So I had to quickly go to the office. I'm not going into work today. I'm going to work shy. I have work, but I'm going to do it from home. So I quickly went into the office to. Just remember that if I said don't forget something again. I quickly went into the office to pick up my power bank and okay, I think I forgot me something again, but I'll check it later. I went to the office to pick up my power bank and one or two things, and I'm back. I came back like 30 minutes ago. Everything is fine. I'm about to have me breakfast, but right now I'm just like checking emails, checking, replying texts, you know, that kind of thing. Also, you guys are going to get a sharp new episode of Famished Roots tomorrow by 10. I already love like what I'm hearing. It's not going to be from me anyways. It's going to be from a random new person. I'm not going to tell you who the person is, but I love her style already. And I'm just so excited, you know, it's I'm so excited. I don't know. Oh, I'm so grateful to Farida and this person for just like being part of this. It's really awesome doing things with, you know, powerful women, no matter what the things be. So yeah. This is, like I said, this is going to be like audio vlog. I'm sorry, I know that vlog already means video, whatever, but it's just worth to call it another thing. What do I have in store for today? First of all, I'm very sad. I wanna cry, but I'm just like holding it down and holding it down. Secondly, because of my mood is like quite not really good, I'm trying to do something that will make me put me bring me out of this like space. So there is this movie night thing that I want to attend. I don't know if I would end up attending it, honestly, because of the way I'm feeling. I don't know. I'm a kind of person that I feel like this now, and I just want to just hold up somewhere in my room and just sleep. However, that being said, I'm looking forward to it because it's totally my vibe. And It's totally my vibe, and I feel like it would be fun. So it's a movie night event at a cafe here in Kaduna, Nairobi Half Time, and yeah, starts by 5. It's today. I want to go, and I want to like see. I want to see like I don't know. I just want to go and see like you know if I would like it. I've seen subsequent ones. Like I think they do this a lot. So, and I've always wanted to go, but something or another would happen. But this time I'm trying to force myself to just, you know, leave out of my bubble and try something else. I feel like it's about experience. You experience another entire culture, which is not a bad thing. Actually, an amazing thing. So, that is that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Now I feel like I'm just, what do you call it? I'm just doing food filler. I'm sorry. So I'm not trying to, you know, I'm quiet and I'm just doing what I'm doing, but I'm kind of like just watching and reading and stuff like that. Ooh. This is nice. So I didn't read anything about the movie. I don't want to read anything about the movie. I just want to go and see, you know, experience it. Normally, I'm the kind of person that would read the like, but the thing is, I don't like to read or watch trailers of movies I'm going to watch because sometimes after the trailer I don't need to watch a movie. I don't see everything I need to see. So yeah, let's see what happens. Now I'm just going to continue checking my mail and arranging my life on that aspect, and I would come back to tell you guys. I'm going to have breakfast as well. I don't know if I said I'm quite hungry. So after that I might come back, or the next time you hear from me would be when maybe I decide to go and I'm getting ready to leave the house. Then whatever else happens in between, I might just, or maybe I just come back and give you guys like you know, whatever, you know me, sprinkle sprinkle. So yeah, hope your day is going fine. Guess you'll hear from me in the next installment. Actually, I'm just dragging this. Bye for now. Bye. Hello guys. I'm not going to lie, I'm forcing myself. I'm kind of forcing myself to do this recording right now. So, I did not end up going to the movie. My sadness overtook everything. I don't want to explain, I don't want to talk, but I feel like I should talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it, it's what happened. But let's just say today's one of my bad days, and I thought that I would lean against it. But unfortunately, and rather unsurprisingly, different things just kept happening. My day was very, like, I didn't. Yeah. So the day was very bad. I didn't end up going. I couldn't even. I just did my best, so I didn't walk, I didn't do anything. And if you get it, you get it. Yeah, so I don't know, I don't even know if I should upload this, but I think I might. I don't know, maybe somebody relates to not being alone in this mess. But anyways, I just spent the rest of the day on my bed, like I said. Also, I was with my sister. There was nobody else at home to be around, so it just made perfect sense as well to stay. Rain is falling now, which is making me. I feel like that's where I even got this energy from, because I even forgot that I was supposed to record like this vlog or whatever. Audio vlog. But yeah, rain is falling. It smells nice. Weather is cool. I've told you guys ever since I loved rain, so it's giving me a bit of energy. Yeah. Tomorrow, ordinarily, I'll go for a walk or a run. I'll walk around my area, or I'll go for a run around the, you know, stadium if I can. But honestly, I'm not really in a good place to do that. I would rather just on my bed till Monday. Anyways, I hope you guys have had a better day than I did, and you guys would hear from me when next you hear from me. I will try and, like, you hear from Mimi when next you hear from me. I can't really say. But I'm going to upload tomorrow's book club episode. God willing. And yeah, have a great night.